Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to you.
Wow. Happy 2025. Happy New Year.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. It's been a little while.
It's been a while, but for you poppers, no, we're not done. We will tell you when we're done.
That's right. That's right. We're not finished yet. And, you know, to probably many of your dismay, you're like, oh, shit, here's another episode.
And wondering when's our next one going to be. Okay, I get it.
We have had some people that have been like, so what happened to the podcast? So thank you for that. And
yeah, I got just calls on the hotline and like no message. I think they're just checking. Hello, we're still thinking of you.
To see if it was disconnected.
Something. Well, cool.
Yeah, so it's been a hot minute and a lot has happened. A lot of things are, it's just, you know, life happens. And I'll tell you this, when Jose and I started this podcast, we said, we'll do this as long as it's something that brings joy, right? And while the podcast itself brings lots of joy to do it, to make it, hopefully for y'all to hear it, it still is just something extra on top of our lives, right? So sometimes our lives just get full and we definitely don't want to sit down and create content that we're like, oh, here we go. We have to do this.
Exactly.
Like, we want to do it because it's something that's joyful and fun. And so a lot was going on.
We feel joyful now that we can start all over again.
Exactly, exactly. So we're sitting here. It's Monday. It's MLK Day.
It sure is.
We have a dream, girl. We have a dream. And it's cold outside.
It's so cold.
Girl, San Antonio is about to go into an Arctic blast.
We are considered the new tundra of South Texas.
Exactly. As long as it's not another 2021, I'm okay. I'm okay with a little bit of cold, but
we shall see. We should get some flurries tonight. It may be a flurry.
Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, it's happening. It's coming.
Yeah. Well, I think we should get started by let's review the year. I mean, we usually do that anyway in the beginning or closing out the year. So I think my highlight for last year was that we celebrated almost every holiday with good company.
Yeah.
We enjoyed a lot of shows, various shows over at the San Pedro Playhouse, the Wonder Theater, and even going over to New York City and experiencing some shows over there, but also the Broadway series that come over to San Antonio at the Majestic have been very fabulous. So that we get to continue.
Yes.
Really excited to do. Some of our highlights trips last year. Remember we went to Napa?
Yes, of course.
Napa.
Of course I remember.
Obviously I said New York for Broadway, and then we had a tour. I'm sorry. And we also went to Italy, which was an amazing trip. And so we were also foster parents last year.
Yeah, what? What?
So extremely blessed that we got to try out to be a family with a foster kid and adapting to welcoming a kid to our home.
Right.
We got extremely closer to our tribes that we have, either here in San Antonio, hanging out with them, but also our Austin crew. And the various peoples that we visited, like around the country. So, I mean, not that we traveled that much, but when we were somewhere, we're like, we got to reach out to so-and-so. So it was really cool to spend time with that and our families and our gatherings that we've had.
Absolutely.
Just a lot of things to celebrate.
It's been really great. I love that you mentioned spending time with those people that are our closest, you know, second family, really, because, you know, we have our families, but then you have those other people that you really spend a lot of time with and you share a lot of your most intimate moments with and, you know, your successes, your joys, your failures, all the things. So I really love that we've cemented more of those relationships that we already had and they were already great.
Right.
And continue to be even more prominent and kind of a foundation of our friendships and our relationship with each other, right? Because they're always around us. So
yeah,
and those trips were all great. So I think that was probably one of my highlights, the New York trip and the Napa trip for sure.
Oh yeah,
getting to hang out with our friends over there. Yeah, and it was wonderful.
And and let's not forget that we were also very involved with social issues and being involved with MSJC, right? Which we talked about previously in many episodes before, and being the leaders are of not helping creating this conference style / retreat experience for
LGBTQ plus people,
Catholics, exactly. and putting together Imago Dei was a highlight also for last year. And
yeah,
so hopefully we can continue
was.
The good work. We'll probably share more about that later. But
of course.
Let's move along to the new year. Now we're here, new goals. What's happening with you, Miguel?
Yes.
What's great?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. So I have. One of the things that really kind of started happening more at the end of last year was I started doing more ministry, music ministry, in my church, in my community. And so one of my goals for this new year is to really delve into that and do more of it.
Yeah.
Right? I used to do that a lot and it's sort of fallen to the wayside with other things. And so just recently having done that again, I'm like, okay, this really brings me joy. I love doing it.
Yeah.
So I want to do more of that.
You definitely have turned a page on that. Your to-do list is now being checked marked.
Yes.
Like, this is what I need to be doing.
Here's
good
what
for
I need
you.
To do. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I also just recently, like, I don't know, last week or the week before last, I helped with a confirmation retreat with a bunch of high school kids from Joint Base San Antonio. And that's another thing that I also used to do a whole lot of that I have not done in a very long time.
Yeah.
And getting back into that was a really eye-opening experience. It reminded me of what I get out of that, like how I'm spiritually fed through those experiences.
Okay.
And so I really want to do more of that as well. So that's another kind of resolution, is I want to be more active in those like ministerial parts of my life that I know bring me joy. I just don't, I have not committed as much time to them as I'd like.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Cool.
I've got a couple others. Do you have any?
Well, I know one that I tried last year. So what wasn't great last year turns actually to an opportunity this year.
Okay.
And
come on.
That is my garden. And so
here we go again.
So in years past, I tried a ground, an above ground garden using bricks 1 year. And then followed by the next year, I tried them with 3 to 5 gallon buckets,
right?
Which produced some fruit and some veggies, whatever. And so this year, it's a challenge of my own challenge, really, is to have an in ground garden, something that's incorporating the natural soil, but surrounding it. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. I want to try to garden more. I enjoyed going out there and just talking to my plants that have produced babies. And
this
hopefully
has been a years long trial and error for you.
Yeah, but at least I'm sticking to it, right? And I'm giving it a chance. I get frustrated. I see my neighbor's garden down the road, and he makes me so upset because he's got the thumb.
Yeah, huge garden with all kinds of stuff.
And some other people, like your sister by chance, has a garden that's just producing fruit without even trying.
Yeah, she just kind of popped a couple things in the ground, and now still today, they're still producing.
I just don't get it. But anywho, so I'm going to work on that this year.
All right.
And then I'm almost very similar to you, but I'm kind of brainstorming on how I can utilize my talents to create meaningful actions in the community and to address economic disparities to LGBTQ plus initiatives and injustice and so forth. So I want to support local initiatives that addresses a lot of things. But I'll talk more about that later in this segment as we build in something new. So with that...
Well, I have another couple small resolutions. I think this may have been a resolution last year. I don't remember, and I didn't go
back to
research.
Brian could fact-check it. Brian, if you're there,
you can let us know. But I would like to read more books this year. And I think that was a resolution last year. I did read a few. I want to read more. I would really like to read... I'd like to read a book a month. like a book a month. Oh,
she
goal. Is.
She. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
really
knock
out
a book, a book, and about.
I need to put my phone down and pick up a book. More.
Yeah,
you know. So that's another one, and the third one that's really, really like an active kind of what you were saying. You want to do something that's kind of a social justice sort of thing. I want to do more advocacy for animals. So I started my vegan diet last January. I just reached a year this month, a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
I've loved it. I've really enjoyed it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. I think I have something for you. No, not that.
Okay. Well, last month.
Girl, she is updating. My board is updating.
But I would like to do more advocacy for animals and just, you know, animal rights. I know that sounds silly to some people, but it's a big deal for me. And so I want to do that by actively giving our listeners and my friends, like, maybe vegan recipes, vegan ideas that y'all could try.
Some tips.
Yeah, some tips, some vegan tips. I did challenge our Don Quijotas a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about New Year's resolutions. I said, I challenge y'all to either have one vegan meal per day, every day, or to do one vegan day out of the week every week.
Wow, look at you.
Yes, yes. Well, ding, ding, ding to them, because a couple of them have said, we're doing it and we like it, we enjoy it. And so I'm going to encourage all of our listeners, all the poppers out there, to just try one vegan meal a day.
So let me put in my notes to do a check-in to see if they're following and who, and they'll,
Are people doing it? Are y'all doing it? Do you enjoy it? What are you coming up with? Are you,
right.
Whatever. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we're gonna see if we can make that happen.
Adding a new thing to the program.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But so another little idea I thought we could do for our, well, you had some sports. It's kind of a big deal in sports right now.
I mean, there's some big things happening right now. Uh-huh. But yeah, I just wanted to share that we are keeping up with some of our listener favorites, and one of them being sports. So let's get to it. Okay. The NFLs. Yes. Yes. This is where I think we've said this before, where dreams come true, where tears are shed. Not mine, of course. And all of us, the majority of people who are listening are armchair coaches who are yelling at the TV just, you know, wanting to have all the answers. So let's break it down.
Okay,
so
tell us.
For the NFC Championship, a.k.a. it's the battle of the Birds versus New Kids in the Block. I don't know if you get the reference, but it's basically the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Commanders, the Washington Commanders. But very interesting. We watched a little bit of the Eagles play in very snowy conditions. We were cold. They had to be
so cold.
So cold. Yeah, that was a very cold game to watch. So anywho, given that the Eagles were in very snowy conditions, they really showed their resilience, girl. They showed their resilience. So given that the Eagles are going to have a home field advantage, I definitely think that they're going to overrun the Commanders.
Okay, so tell me this, because since you're the sports guru.
Yes, tell me.
So this is the semifinals. These are the top four teams, and then the winner of those two are going to go to the Super Bowl.
That's correct. I've talked a little bit about the NFC. That's with the Eagles and the Commanders, and then the other side is the AFC Championship with Mahomes Magic versus the Buffalo Bravehearts. So
Bravehearts?
The Bravehearts, yes. So this
it's
one's
not
also
the Buffalo Bills?
Well, yeah, but they haven't won a Super Bowl or haven't been there in a long time, so they're still fighting their way through the end.
Oh, the Bravehearts.
The Bravehearts, yes.
Okay.
So very, very fun game to watch this upcoming Sunday. So Mahomes is going for his third consecutive Super Bowl performance. Yes,
okay.
His own performance.
Yes,
it's all about him. Yeah, it's all about him. And he continues to be dynamic. He's really great out in the field.
Okay.
The Bills are, as I said, they're extremely hungry. They really need this. They're really hungry for the Super Bowl experience. So I think it's going to be very high high octane. It's going to be a great game to watch. I think Mahomes is going to win it. If his no-look passes are gayer than a Broadway curtain call, it's going to be so much fun to watch. So we will be watching the last two games.
Are you kidding?
It is a new year. It is a new me. It is a new sports season. It's gayer than ever. So, yes.
It is a new see? even the soundboard is like, yes, queen.
They are excited, girl. So... If we had a Super Bowl wish list, what would it be? What would you like to include something in the Super Bowl?
Okay, if we had a Super Bowl wish list, it would definitely have more performances.
Yes.
So who's the most important question is who's performing the halftime show?
I believe it's Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would like to see a performance between every quarter. So between the first and second quarter and between the third and fourth quarters.
Right.
Right. So that's what we need. We also need more sequins on the costumes.
Yes.
I mean, come on, guys. Like, yes. I need to see some glitz, some glam.
If the shorts are already getting shorter in other
sports
yes. Let's gay this come up. Like, a drag queen should give the coin toss.
Absolutely. Like, get Bianca Del Rio out there to throw it.
Go to the top. Go to the mother. Go to get RuPaul to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
On heels. Like, do it. I think the Queer Eye cast needs to have a sports segment.
Definitely.
At some point. Like, just a commentary. That's it. They're out. I think Kylie Minogue should be one of the headliners.
Well, you know, it would be really great if they had a fierce queen be one of the commentators of the game, like throughout the whole game.
Throughout the whole game. I mean, that.
That's what we need.
Yes, that's what we need. Diversity needs to be right up front. Like, let's do it.
Speaking of diversity, speaking of all of these great things happening, I've got some world record wows for you today.
Oh, so world records is still part of the
world
game.
World records is definitely part of the game. I feel like our poppers tune in for these world records.
Yes, of course. So, just that.
Since we're talking sports, this world record or these world records are pretty athletic. They're pretty incredible, and they're all world records broken by one person.
Oh, wow.
Yes, his name is Tommy Vu.
Come on, Vu.
He's a major in the...
He's not stopping me.
In the Oregon Army National Guard. And so his name is Major Vu.
Come on, Guard.
Come on, Vu. He's 37 years old from Salem, Oregon, and he's broken multiple world records doing your favorite exercise, which is
yoga.
What? No.
Oh, wait. I just started yoga. Okay, back. Squirrel. My favorite exercise?
Yes.
Or my least favorite exercise is squats.
I don't know. You tell me. Squats?
I hate squats.
Burpees.
Oh! Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes, nope, yes. Yep.
Mm. So Major Vu, he broke the world record for the most burpees in 1 hour. So in October of this last year, he broke the record with 1,027 burpees in 1 hour. That was the first. Then he broke the world record for the most burpee pull-ups in one minute.
No, I can't even do two pull-ups.
He did 26 in a minute. He broke the world record for most burpee pull-ups in 1 hour.
Nope, I'm out.
611. The fastest time to complete 25 burpees, 33 seconds. He did 25 of them.
Mm-mm. Not interested.
That takes me about an hour. Then he broke the world record for the most chest-to-ground push-ups in 1 hour.
Nope.
With a total of 1,494.
You know, I'm glad somebody is doing something with their life. Like, those are the things that I do not do.
Well, we have been talking about breaking a world record.
But that... I can't challenge this. This is out of... Like, no.
Not happening.
Not happening. No. I'm not... Talk about something that we think we can break.
Yeah, let's just cheer for Major Vu and be like, woohoo.
Yes, go Guard.
Yes. So, yeah, that's if you want to go out and start a New Year's resolution, let it be to resolve to try to break a world record.
That's a great idea. Or do some burpees.
Like 1,000 of them in an hour.
Wow.
And we'll cheer for you, but that's going to be about it. Yeah. On another note... I have a new little idea for a segment in our podcast.
Really?
Yes. It's going to be called Homeward hacks. Household homo hacks. Okay.
There we go.
I'm sure we can come up with a better title. Okay, so here's my hack for the week.
Okay.
Cleaning the microwave.
Ew.
It's pretty gross, right?
We have to do it.
Yeah, you have to do it. But, you know, you try to get in there, you try to get all the little grooves and the nooks and the crannies and all that, and it's kind of hard to get
everything. The cracks.
All the cracks. So I found this hack, and I tried it, and it works.
Really?
So you get a lemon.
Okay.
You cut it in half. You squeeze the lemon
into... That's why I couldn't find the last lemon. Okay, back to you.
That's why we have a clean microwave. You get a small bowl of water. You cut the lemon in half. Squeeze the lemon into it. And then put the whole lemon into the bowl. Okay. So the whole lemon is in there. Put it in the microwave for about 5 minutes till the water starts to boil in there. Leave it for 5 minutes. And then you just wipe the inside of the microwave down and everything comes right off.
Interesting.
It's a great hack, y'all. Give it a try. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Now that's cool.
Well, thanks.
Well, with that, I'm also happy to announce a new segment that perhaps we could incorporate this year.
Okay, okay.
And this is called Building Community and Connections.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as I shared earlier, I think there just needs to be a way that we can share ideas and how we can impact our communities. I know we always talk about like what's going on in the city, but I think it's really... a good way to encourage attendees to attend community events that make impact in the communities.
Gotcha,
So the themes could be anything between like health and wellness, free things that are happening in the community like that, or like talking about cultural observations, the arts, and so forth. And so
sure.
I think one of the first ones I wanted to talk about with the Poppers today is to really get things started with the arts and how access to the arts is so critical, and especially in these times, because it addresses inequities around the communities, and it really fosters creativity.
Yeah, of course.
It builds community, no matter if you're a participant in the theater, but also it builds community for people who are attending as well.
Sure.
And it provides opportunities for underrepresented voices to be heard. And so with that, I just wanted to give shout outs to some local communities here that are in this mission and to provide access. There's wonderful programs offered at San Pedro Playhouse, the Wonder Theater, the Magic Theater is a local theater focused on offerings for families.
Right.
Includes programming for kids, really starting them young. The Guadalupe Cultural Arts, look up also the Tobin Center for Performing Arts as they host programming that support LGBTQ+ artists and themes. And also, don't forget, the Jumpstart Performance Company as well and so forth. There are so many community programs that are available for us. And so just look at programming at your local area, wherever you are.
I think this is a really great thing and a great advocacy project because... the arts do way more for people than I think most people know, right? If you aren't involved in the arts, it's really hard for you to see how much it impacts your a person's well-being mentally, physically, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And so, especially when you're talking about kids and having kids involved in these things, it's so good for them, whether it's theater or orchestra, the symphony, the ballet, going to a museum and looking at, you know, art installations or whatever. Those kinds of things are really, really important to us as a culture for people to see those things, hear those things, experience those things. And I know sometimes it's hard. You think, okay, I really want to go see this show at the Magic Theater. Oh, it's downtown. I've got to find parking.
The excuses start coming in.
Yes, right. Yes. You know, and it's... I think we really, as a community, need to just make the effort to get in there and do it, to make the sacrifice and go downtown,
right?
Find a parking spot, experience it, because those are memories and experiences that are going to stay with a kid, especially for a really long time. So I think I love that you want to do something with the arts and make this something that's an active, like, advocacy for you.
Right. It's not just the art form, but it's also entertainment, right? So it's a really great option to get out and support local organizations and looking at entertainment options. But this really helps our community members, not only for as attendees and learning more about whatever you're witnessing, but the actors, the production team, everyone involved needs this sense of community, the sense of belonging, and a sense of place where they feel safe, a place where it's an inclusive environment. And these are just one ways that you can just really help the community to ensure like things like this do survive.
So, yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, we will be sure to put some things out there for people to attend or to find out more information about them. You can always go to any of the websites of the organizations that Jose mentioned earlier. We'll share some links. Maybe we can put a list of links on our Instagram and y'all can check it there.
Yeah.
On that note, I have some funnies for us
today. Yes, let's get to it. Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, since we're sitting in the Arctic blast today in the tundra, I have some kind of cold weather funnies for you. All right, here's the first one.
All right, say it.
Who is Frosty's favorite aunt?
Frosty's favorite aunt is... I don't know. Who is it?
Antarctica.
Oh, I knew it had...
Come on, yeah, that's an easy one.
That should have been an easy one.
Okay, what did the tree say after a long, cold winter?
Burr.
No.
Oof.
He said, what a relief.
A relief?
Yeah. What a relief.
What's a relief?
Relief.
Relief.
He got new leaves. A relief. What a relief. That's a good one. What do you get when you cross a vampire with a snowman?
A vampire with a snowman, it's a bloody man. What is it?
Frostbite.
The last one was the best one so far.
Frostbite.
Yeah.
Frostbite. Yes. I did start something recently that I want to share with our poppers. I got this really great app. It's called Healthy Minds.
Yeah, and you played it one night.
Yeah, it's a meditation app.
Okay.
It's free and it's really, really great. It was recommended to me by our good friend, The Bean. And not only does it have like meditation exercises, but there's like 5 or 6 minute like learning segments where it talks about this is why it's important for you to do this. Like your brain works this way and this is how this works. And
right.
It's not just, okay, everybody, okay, you know, close your eyes and breathe for 5 minutes. It's, I mean, it has that in it as well, but it really talks you through the process of just having a healthy mind. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I would recommend it to anybody. It's called Healthy Minds App. So go and check it out and, you know, do a little meditation and tell us how it works for you.
I liked it. I really enjoyed it. It was very calming and relaxing, and it was a good way to head to bed. So, especially on a cold night, just like want to cuddle and get your warm blanket and just like, let's close out the day by listening to something good.
A little meditation. Yeah. One last thing, because we're almost out of time.
What?
Some people asked the other day, what happened to Lola, our puppy?
Oh, you give an update on Lola.
Yes, Lola was adopted. We are so excited. We had her here for about 6 weeks, and she and Sven were just not getting along with each other, and so we knew that we weren't going to be able to keep her, even though we really, really wanted to.
Right.
And so I did reach out to our really good friend, Cece, who works at the shelter, and they were able to get her adopted easily. They found her a nice family, and it was great. So I know some people are very apprehensive about taking pets to the shelter, but they really are doing great work. You can take them to the SPCA or you can take them to the Humane Society. There's all different places for animals. Take them to places where they're going to be adopted. No kill shelters always. And take care of your pets, especially now that it's cold outside.
Burr.
Yes, keep them inside. Sven's running around with his little t-shirt on. He was a little chilly earlier, and so we had to
put looking cute. His t-shirt on. Yeah, Sven's doing well, for those who are asking.
Yes, he's doing great.
Bundled up and just sipping some water. Yeah, you know,
sitting back on the recliner, chilling, just enjoying chilling. The day.
Life is good over here. I hope life is good where you are.
Exactly. As always, I know it's been a little while, but you can call us on our hotline or you can text us at 210-816-3311. 3747. You can leave us a message. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the air.
Yeah.
We'll read your text messages.
Yeah.
Just send us a message and say hi. We always thank you guys for being here, for being dedicated, committed poppers.
Come even, on, popper.
even if it's been a little while, we appreciate you. Follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
And be sure to click follow and rate us and leave us a comment wherever you listen to Our Popscast. And be sure to tag us whenever you're out doing things and you're like, oh, I think the pops would like this.
Yeah.
You know, tag Our Popscast and we'll share it. Anything else?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, what are you doing to be a good human this week? Our world really needs it right now. Until next time.
Bye.